Good morning. The storm system from yesterday that was shearing off to our south and produced some snow showers across parts of the area into last night continues to depart off the eastern seaboard. Still a lot of leftover moisture around, mainly in the form of some low and mid-level clouds, which will produce only partly sunny skies today. It'll stay dry, but it will be milder than recent days, with high temperatures in the middle and upper 40s, with plenty of places reaching up to the 50-degree mark. Another system will head in our direction tonight, and skies will remain mostly cloudy, with low temperatures staying in the middle 30s. This system will be stronger than the last one and have more moisture to work with. It'll be dry on Thursday morning with thickening clouds. Eventually, rain will stream in from the west across the region as we get into around midday on Thursday, and the rain will continue into the afternoon. The steadiest precipitation will be from I-90 and points south, with drier air eating away at the precipitation in northernmost New York and New England, with just a few scattered rain showers. Temperatures on Thursday will be held back thanks to the thicker cloud cover and precipitation and top out in the middle 40s. As we get into Thursday night, the low pressure wave will slide south of Long Island. This will allow a northerly breeze to filter in colder air as we get into the nighttime hours. Leftover precipitation will transition to a mix of rain and wet snow, and eventually all snow. Just how much moisture is left over when the cold air arrives will determine if we get any accumulating snow overnight Thursday night and before the sun comes up on Friday. The best chance of at least a couple of inches of snow will be across the Catskills, the Taconics, the Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills, but even the valley locations could have a coating on grassy surfaces by Friday morning, while northern New York and New England will stay generally dry overnight as the colder air continues to flow in. On Friday morning, any leftover light snow, generally in the southern part of the region, will move out. Everyone will have increasing sunshine, and it will be breezy and colder on Friday with highs only in the mid-30s. A new area of high pressure will build in for the weekend and beyond, keeping it sunny and dry. On Saturday, in the mid-40s, with more sunshine mid-50s on Sunday, and lots of sunshine in the upper 50s on Monday. Right now, it looks like the dry weather and mostly sunny skies will last into Tuesday with highs approaching 60. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system will track across the southern plains and thunderstorms will again be widespread ahead of it across the southeastern quadrant of the country. A moderate risk of severe weather is forecast for parts of the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys and into the southeast, with tornadoes, high winds, and large hail all expected. Also, with rainfall totals of 2 to 4 inches across parts of the Central Plains and the Mid-Mississippi Valley and into the Tennessee Valley and southeast, flash flooding is another concern. Meanwhile, light mixed precipitation or snow is possible along the northern edge of the precipitation shield, and light accumulations are possible for parts of the Mid-Mississippi Valley. The storm will shift east on Thursday and could produce another round of severe weather across eastern portions of the Ohio Valley toward the southeast and Carolinas. An enhanced risk of severe weather is currently in place. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility with mostly clear skies and 18 degrees with a northwest wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 30 degrees, the dew point 21, 69% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 40s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with areas of drizzle and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 33 degrees, the low 13. The average temperature, 23, that's 12 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, still just 0.8 inches for the month and 54.1 inches for the season, which is now just 0.4 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 26. the record high 75 set in 1990 and the record low 1 below 0 in 1916. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:04 p.m., 12 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with more sun toward the Canadian border and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs near 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today with highs around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain developing during the afternoon and highs in the mid-40s. More rain Thursday evening, transitioning to a mixed bag of precipitation, then wet snow overnight Thursday night and very early Friday morning. Increasing sunshine throughout the day on Friday, breezy and colder in the mid-30s. Sunny, mid-40s on Saturday, more sunshine, mid-50s on Sunday. Upper 50s with sunshine on Monday, and mostly sunny with highs approaching 60 on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.